You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Another company that gave us results this morning was Tiger Brands. They gave us their interim results as well for the first half of the year ended March 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's new incoming CEO, Tjaart Kreer, to take a look at these numbers and try and unpack how the company has been performing over the first 6 months of the year. Good evening, Tjaart. Thanks so much for taking the time. First of all, I think congratulations are in order. You and I haven't had the opportunity to speak since you've come into the role at the start of November. That being said, I would ordinarily ask CEOs to reflect on the first half of the year's performance, and I suppose we can get into that from your perspective as well in terms of what the business has gone through. But I do want to just start by looking at that transition and you joining the team and the other strategic leadership changes that came with that. The new team's been finalized, the strategy's clear, you guys are sort of 9 months in. How are you feeling at this moment about the business going forward and about where the business stands right now?
Good evening, thank you for that introduction. Yes, I've joined 1st of November last year, so I've been here, I've been for 5 of the 6 months of the reporting period and 6 months up to now, 7 months. So we've embarked on the new journey in December when I've announced the change in the operating model of the organization. So our strategy broadly was to change the operating model of the business, restore cost leadership of the business. Broadly, those two areas, and I can dig a little bit deeper into that. So the operating model we've announced in December, we took a few layers out and we announced the MDs in the 1st of February, and their teams, respective teams, by and large, is in place by now, probably about a month ago. So the new operating model is basically a focused model where we've got six MDs looking after six different businesses. And they will move out of the head office. They will go to their businesses, to the sites. And the whole reason behind that is to get closer to the rock face, focus on the business, focus on the consumer, focus on the customers, and really delivering the results. So that's the operating model. Then on the business side, we're restoring the cost competitiveness. There's a couple of things that we've embarked on to do. The one is obviously general costs. We look at distribution, look at IT costs, look at overhead costs, look at structures from a cost point of view. We're busy with quite a few things there, looking at restructuring those costs. In the businesses, we're looking at our product portfolios. I think we've got too many products, too many SKUs. So we're looking at rationalizing that. And we've announced this morning that we're cutting out about 20% of SKUs over the next 2 to 3 years. We're looking at the portfolio, rationalizing the portfolio, and we're also looking at, we've developed a new capital allocation model where everything we do in terms of what returns it will bring to the business and whether it's a good investment or not. So broadly, that's what we're doing. It's all in place, in progress, and I'm very comfortable that we are where I would have wanted to be by now.
Certainly a lot of changes taking place through the business, and I remember a conversation with one David Shapiro as he reflected on your leadership style, chart, saying that you are very much a hands-on CEO, wanting to drill down into various aspects of the business and sort of identify those areas of optimization, and that's coming through very clearly in the strategic outlook that you've just outlined. I want to look at the performance that we've had over the last 6 months, if we can, for a minute. There are some improvements in certain areas around things like income from associates being up at almost 400 million rand. At the same time, there was a decrease in revenues as a result of a reduction in volumes. Let's reflect on those first 6 months. How has that been coming into a business to see that kind of performance? And how are you feeling about what the performance was?
So if you look at the performance overall, I'm comfortable with where we are. I think I've said when I spoke to the market in December with the results, and when I spoke to the market again in January when we did the roadshows, I said we would probably not even get to last year's levels in 6 months because, it takes a bit of time to do most of these things. But if you look at the portfolio of businesses, there's a couple of businesses that's done quite well. The export business has done very well. The home care, personal care business has done well. and there's been a great recovery by the grocery business. The businesses that really struggled in the first 6 months was particularly the bakeries, and then the grains business, and particularly the rice business in grains, because it's such a big business. So those two almost different sets of results. So the biggest turnaround job we have is in bakeries, and we're well on our way to do that. So big issues in the bakeries. We have lost our way a little bit going into the market, getting into the general trade, getting the focus in the general trade, and getting our delivery into the general trade to be optimal. So doing a lot of things. We're re-looking at how we do our routing. We're putting technology in to actually manage that routing better, our truck utilizations. At the moment, we've got different bakeries and depots driving into each other's areas, which is very, very inefficient. We're busy fixing that. Your truck utilization you want to be high. So a couple of measurements, loads per kilometer, utilization of the truck. So all of those things in the bakeries we are busy implementing, and we are seeing the turnaround. Big thing in the bakery is maintenance. We've had lots of breakdowns 4, 5, 6 months ago. And if you look at the second quarter of the first half, we've already seen an improvement in breakdowns. And in the bakery business, it's particularly important because it's a fresh product that's delivered every day. So if you've got a breakdown, you're late and your delivery is late and you lose the sale because the competitor got there first. So it's extremely important that we're working very hard on that in the bakeries. In grains, slightly different challenge. We've got issues around our competitiveness from a cost point of view, so we're looking at that. But in grains, we've had some inflation. You know, maize with the drought prices has gone up quite a bit. The rice prices has gone up quite a bit because of India closing their markets. So we have to deal with that a little bit different. But so fixing our costs and really getting our procurement side of the business really fine-tuned. And part of the operating model changes was also to put all the procurement that relates directly to the business back in the business and not in a central structure. And we've got a big job in our businesses to really get closer to it.
Charles, you mentioned that there are obviously some factors that you can control and you are looking to control those as much as possible. Ones that you cannot control are things like elevated interest rates, which have resulted in your financing costs increasing to the tune of some 69 million rand. The business obviously would have an idea of what you want to do from that perspective. You want to reduce the debt. You want to just manage that a little differently so that it looks different by the end of the year. What does that plan look like, given that we've got an interim dividend from the business as well, and I imagine the hope is that the business starts to continue to perform well so that there's a final dividend there as well?
Yes, the interest rate, or the increase in the interest paid, doesn't concern us because our gearing is still relatively low. So our gearing, we can increase our gearing quite a bit more to actually make the balance sheet more efficient. That is part of our capital allocation model, what the work we're doing in there to determine what the gearing should be in the business and how we allocate funds. Having said that, with the performance in the second half, we will certainly see some cash generation and the borrowings will probably come down a bit.
A strong 6 months ahead for Tiger Brands, and the leadership team is confident in what they'll be able to do and deliver on. We'll leave it at that, Chart. Thanks so much for those insights. Chart Kriya, who is the CEO at Tiger Brands, reflecting on the first 6 months of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.